brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones runs past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another exciting installment of the VAR show with your host that does the most, even when he's making toast, the one, the only DJ Stones. And with me here
is the official UEFA men's player of the season, DJ Sticks.
Self-proclaimed.
Thanks to us. Official. There's even that blue tick next to my name.
That's how you know it's self
verified. Yeah.
But anyway, we got a lot to talk about.
No, we do.
But before we go into anything, let us go and enjoy these tunes.
Yeah.
Oh,
That was a hot track.
That was some hot tunes.
Yeah.
But jumping in, we got some of that weekend
roundup.
So we're going to start off with the Bundesliga.
Bundesliga. Yes.
So Leipzig versus Wolfsburg.
Yeah.
Leipzig won 2-0. With Nkunku.
Oh.
Doing what he does best. Nkunku doing Nkunku things.
Yeah.
Back on the scoring sheets, 2 goals.
Clean.
I'm so sad United didn't buy him.
Yeah.
Dortmund beat Hertha Berlin with with 1-0. I think Dortmund is not looking good this season so far.
Yeah.
And I think that comes because the person that they signed to be the proper replacement for Haaland. You know, obviously, him getting the, I think was it, I forgot what it was. Was it a cancer?
Yeah, leukemia.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's...
Hello.
Yeah, so I guess that was a bit of a shocker for them.
Mm-hmm. Understandable, but at least they're getting 3 points.
Yep. But at least they're picking up.
Yeah.
And I think with the potential of Bellingham going to Real Madrid, it will become interesting if he actually goes. I don't think they'll sell him this window.
We don't know. We have about 4 days left this week. This week is the last week, people. This is it.
Yep. And I don't think they will sell any more players because right now their squad is not looking too good.
Yep.
But the reason why we're here all the way in the Bundesliga is because Bayern Munich versus Mönchengladbach 1-1. And that's not the story. The keeper of Gladbach,
Jan Sommer,
had to make a record 19 saves. Meaning, there was a possibility that this could have been anything between 1 to about 19.
19-1.
The goal.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I was watching the game. And those were goals. Those were, if he was not there, or like 1 second too late, those were goals.
And no, to show it, so Bayern Munich had 33 shots. Are you ready for this?
Okay, cool.
They had 20 on target.
Whoa, so 20 shots goal bound.
That means only one of the 20 was not saved. And that was the one that went in.
Wow.
That's crazy.
No, he was on something.
Doesn't he want to join United? Oh, wait, but we don't play with Maguire anymore, so never mind.
He might play with him.
You know, I mean, but I wouldn't mind him at Man United, you know. Jan Sommer.
But he's old, though. He's in his late 30s.
Ah, and cheaper years, that's still 21.
Ah!
What age is Buffon?
46.
What age did he stop playing at a high level?
44, something
exactly.
Like that.
This guy has 10 more years in him. 10 years for United.
A decade for United. Let's go, Jan Sommer.
You know?
Let's go.
But anyway, going into now Serie A. The A-League.
Yeah, the league. Let's go.
So, Milan carries on with their winning streak as they beat Bologna 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
Juventus draws with Roma. And then Inter Milan, despite getting back Romelu Lukaku, could not pick up a win against
Lazio. No, they were.
Lazio demolished them.
They were on two different levels, Inter Milan and Lazio. Lazio was on fire, Immobile. Luis Alberto, even Pedro. Remember Pedro? Pedro's still alive, people. He's still alive and kicking.
Yeah.
Doing the most.
Yeah, you know what I think should happen? I think Man United should buy Lautaro Martinez, especially if Ronaldo leaves this week.
You think he's a good signing?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, he's better than staying at
Inter Milan.
Inter.
Yeah.
They don't know how to use him.
Yep. Which is, yeah, it's. I think it's the dressing room as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's they always say winning a league is good, but not defending it. Because they won the season before AC.
Yeah.
And already last season, they were not looking good. So.
You know, my question now with that becomes, what in the world does Pep tell his guys?
I don't know.
Because, you know, the problem with winning a league and why it's hard to defend a league is because it's very easy for your players to lose ambition.
Yeah, because I mean, we've won.
We've won.
Yeah. The stats, like whatever I do, I have the stat.
And that's why for like a winning team, it's very good for them to bring in a good amount of like transfers, like at least 5 players.
Yeah, guys who are now like focused, determined, because they also want to win.
Yeah, so then they're going to now challenge the other guys for their positions in the team, which will then just bring up. But it's actually quite crazy. Because yes, Inter hasn't really recovered since losing Conte, actually.
Yeah. Facts. Oh, that's why.
And I guess like the current manager just doesn't know how to rally this troop, you know, this group of people up.
I mean, yeah. If you have a team, you're coming in as a coach and they won the league the previous season, your goal is to win the league. Your goal is to retain. So maybe the coach's goal was to, like, I don't know, get top 4 or something. I don't know.
And it's quite cool because, you know, the more challenges there are, the better, you know, the more entertainment it is for us.
Yes, it is.
And their next big game is going to be against AC Milan.
Whoa, the Milan derby.
So it'll be a Milan derby.
This is a good one.
That'll be very, very interesting to see.
Because Inter cannot play games there. No matter what you say, no matter how... That's the thing with derbies. No matter how you're doing, there's no such thing as a bad form going into a derby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now looking at the biggest league in the world right now, and this will be a good segue to the main point.
Yeah.
The English League.
The league we all love. The Premier League.
So, as I go and click on there. So the English League, right? So big games that happened. The first one, I clicked on table. Then I clicked on news.
That's not
there
first.
We go.
Okay, we know.
So the big one, Man United versus Southampton.
Yeah, that's the biggest
one. The biggest game.
Yes, and the most entertaining one. Definitely.
So it was 1-0 to Man United, as Man United are starting to pick up form.
Yeah.
Still lots of problems I saw in the game, you know. Even when Ronaldo came on.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's an attitude problem or fitness, you know, not playing preseason, and that's the toll. Because he made a lot of bad, lazy passes. I was watching the game and I was looking and I was like, where's the energy in that pass? Where's the energy in that run, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking it's between attitude or just lack of fitness. But whichever one it is, something needs to happen because looking at how Ten Hag has been so far, I don't think he's going to want that, you know? I don't think that's how he's planning his season to go with players with attitudes like that.
No, look. Obviously, we still have a few more hours till the window closes. So if he does stay, I think the Casemiro signing was a good one.
Yeah.
Because I saw them both together during the game. So they obviously have that relationship. And then Casemiro is a determined player. So when he came on, I saw him like do Casemiro things.
Yeah, and it was very cool to see how Casemiro was playing. Going into other news... Chelsea versus Leicester City. I don't know what's been going on with Leicester City. They literally went from winning the league to being a Europa side to almost making it to top 4 to being Europa side to just falling off.
Yeah, mid-table and now probably even worse now. Close to lower table again.
Like it's very bad. But anyway, Chelsea beat Leicester City with Raheem Sterling grabbing his first goal in a Chelsea jersey.
And his second goal
as well. As well as Chelsea getting a second red card.
Yes.
So last week it was Koulibaly. This week was Conor Gallagher.
Yeah.
I feel like Chelsea is playing quite rough. Ever since that Tottenham game, you know? I feel like Chelsea is like, you know what?
TT's on edge, man.
No one is going to show us anymore.
Hey!
We're going to beat people.
Getting someone like Koulibaly, like, hey.
Huh? No one will disrespect us like this anymore.
Physical. That's a physical team.
Then we had Man City versus Crystal Palace, where Erling Haaland grabbed his first
home goal.
Home goal.
Second home goal.
And third home goal, making it his first
hat-trick.
Hell yeah. After falling 2 goals behind.
Again. For 2 consecutive weeks now.
Against Crystal Palace in the first half. Second half, Bernardo Silva with a beautiful goal.
He was on fire.
Even though it was a deflection, but it was still a beautiful, beautiful goal. And then Erling Haaland bagging 3 goals to complete the comeback, ending the game 4-2.
Yeah.
I think second half City was much better than first half City.
No, they were way, way, way better.
And I don't understand why Pep says his team is complete, because you know, you look at that squad, and there was no, besides Gundogan, you know, there was no player on the bench that could really come out and be impactful, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of their players are injured.
Yeah, no, look, Pep needs to deal with the stuff that's happening there, because it is something that's going to affect us down the line. Yes, yeah. We have someone like Haaland who can, like, make all the pain disappear. But now what happens when he gets injured, which we saw with Dortmund last season?
Yeah, you have Alvarez, but again, you'll need about three very good strikers.
Yeah.
You don't have a secondary midfielder that is like Premier League worthy, other than Gundogan that was on the bench.
Yeah. Basically, we need a midfielder and another Haaland.
Besides Van der Beek, you can go for any other midfielder besides Van der Beek. Then the last two games I want to look at was Liverpool matching the most goals scored in a match in the Premier League. Do you know who was the other team who did this?
Leicester.
It was Liverpool.
Really?
Yeah, against Southampton. 9-0. And they've done it again.
It was also Leicester against Southampton.
Nice.
Yeah.
I guess Bournemouth is the Southampton of this time.
Yeah.
9 goals. Do you know what's so funny? I saw a picture of like the ratings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like everyone is green, you know. They're all like at least a 7.1 upwards.
This is FPL.
Yes, and then you have Mo Salah, that's 6.9. Only orange one. I don't know what's going on with Salah. 9 goals scored and none of them are Salah.
You know, it's just one of those games, man, you know. He was actually involved in every good thing that happened to Liverpool. Yeah, so he didn't get the assist, he didn't get the goal, but he got the assist of the assist.
That doesn't count. That means squat when you are a striker. You're an attacker.
I'm sure he was mad.
It's like the keeper of Bournemouth coming out saying, yeah, you know, even though a lot of goals were scored, you know, you still made some good passes. Your job is not just to pass, you know? But it's very interesting. Look, I guess the biggest problem here is that his link up play, his striking partners are not, like, you know, Mane is not there.
No, his link up play is terrible.
Yeah, and now, you know, he had a good chemistry with Mane on the ball.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't pass Mane a lot.
Nah,
but he had good chemistry.
Mane passed him.
And now he needs to now get used to playing with the likes of Diaz.
Mm-hmm. Diaz, Firmino.
And Nunes when he comes back.
When he comes back, he's coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the last game was Arsenal making it 4 out of 4, beating Fulham 2-1.
Yeah.
Something that's crazy is Alexander Mitrovic
He's on fire.
He's on fire this season.
He's not aging at all.
And you know, if he keeps this on, whoa, he could keep Fulham up. I'm just saying. Yeah, because now looking at the table, Fulham is mid-table, with the bottom three being
West Ham's in there.
I think it's what West Ham or Everton, Wolves or Bournemouth, and then Leicester City is definitely there.
And Bournemouth is definitely there.
Hmm?
Bournemouth is definitely there as well.
Yep. Then the top four being Arsenal first, Man City second, Brighton third.
Yeah.
And Tottenham fourth. Wow, you know, we all know Brighton's going to end up mid-table. they're warming that spot up for either Man United or Liverpool.
If they do well, the Conference League, you know.
Yeah, you know, if they do very well.
Yeah.
You know. But that's quite interesting. But now going to the main topic, right?
This is it.
So, I forgot what team it was, but the former AC Milan chief, right, states that there should be a European Super League without English teams.
I don't know.
So his premise for this basically is that if you look at the TV rights, right? So this is Monza. Monza is a team that went from Serie B to Serie A, right? And they got about 33 million.
Yeah.
Right? Euros. So that's about 33 million euros. So that's about 23 million pounds from TV right deals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they must give about 3 million to Serie B from that money, right?
Okay.
But newly promoted English side, Nottingham Forest, got 160 million for promoting.
Whoa.
And then he proposes this should be considered a reason to have a Brexit in football too. Because the English teams are getting richer and stronger, while the rest of Europe is falling behind.
But now, whose fault is that, though? That's my question.
I get what he's saying, you know?
Yeah.
I get what he's saying.
Obviously,
and if you look, I don't think... Now, obviously, it's all about how you set up this league.
Yeah.
The biggest problem with the Super League wasn't the fact that... It wasn't it. It was the fact that they were not going to allow promotion and relegation. And these so-called Big 7 clubs, Big 8 clubs will always be in there, irregardless of their standing.
No, no.
You know, if you're going to go for something like a proper Super League, and obviously, they need to do it smartly. You can't just do all of Europe. And it needs to be I don't know. They need to do it smartly. That's what I'm saying, you know.
Do it properly.
Because what you don't want to lose is the specialness of an El Clasico match, because it happens every second week now.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose the how special it feels watching Madrid versus AC Milan, you know, because it happens every week now.
Yeah. There's nothing special about it anymore.
Yep. You know, and I guess I don't know the fix to this. Pumping more money in, I guess. But it's quite crazy to think, because now the English clubs, they're becoming more...
No, like, it is a good point. It is a very good point.
Yep. I don't think bringing a Super League would be good, but financial fair play rules need to start changing then.
Yeah.
The amount of money a club can make needs to start changing now, if that's the case.
For sure.
Because I understand now, because Nottingham Forest... is going to probably get, if they get relegated, they have a very strong side to come back. Mm. Like the players they were buying, they can get them back into the Premier League, no problem.
And get another 160.
And then get another 160.
And get more.
And that also makes it harder for your lower division sides.
Yeah, because you come back as like a beast now.
When last was Nottingham Forest not promoted? Or Watford? And that's my point exactly.
Yeah.
That's my point exactly.
Yeah.
And I kind of understand what he's saying, but I think there should be a better way of dealing with it, though.
Yeah, they should just present a proper way that's good for all. And yeah.
But yeah, that is it from us. Will the Super League come back? We want to know from you.
Mm-hmm.
But from me, the one, the only DJ Stones.
And with me, DJ Sticks.
Peace. Signing out. Peace.
Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
Radio.
Become part of the Active FM family today. Go check out more of the shows and chat with us on our social media platforms. It's more than just a radio station with amazing content.
We are Active FM.
Share your thoughts with us, send in your questions, or simply tell us what you love most about Active FM on our WhatsApp line. Radio has never been better.
Yeah, 37, yeah. But I'm better than ever, a veteran. Woo. Still chopping the beat like confetti. Woo. Loaded like I'm at 11. Still breaking bread with the reverend.
Yeah.
Still taking bread with the brethren.
Yeah.
I'm still on this earth, that's a blessing.
Woo.
But I'm still on the grind, I'm a legend. Still on my own, I am legend.
legend. Put a 100 on me like we betting. Cause I'm ready for war, I'ma get it. No rest unless it's on the Sabbath. I'm pure and I'm dope, I'm like Medellin. Light a match, I'm on fire like kerosene. My baby the baddest I ever seen. Put VBS stones in the wedding ring. Woo! Thankful to God that I never been shot. I know the haters don't want me to ball. Tongue out like Mike and I'm taking my shot. Two tears in the bucket, coming from nothing. You know the story, I'm changing the plot. You say I'm nothing, I know I got something. You never gonna turn me to something I'm not. 21. Said I never live to see 21. They thought I never live to see 21. The devil thought he had me. Said I never live to see 21. But now I'm a savage. Said I never live to see 21. Said I never live to see 21. They thought I never live to see 21. The devil thought he had me. Said I never live to see 21. 21. But now I'm a savage, said I never let it switch to 21.
Hot, make a plan in a pot, get low as a drop, then we ran these spots. Probably should stop one, set it up shop. Never ran from a man, but I ran from the cops. When I think about grace, I ain't get what I deserve. When I look back on it, I got what I got. See the folks from my past, and they looking all shocked. Said I never see 21, I just turned 31. Hey, I'ma bring it back to remembrance. Only come around when it benefit God. Open doors like a gentleman, but they still killed him. He was innocent, they can walk him out. In my Timberland, Christ clone, you can see resemblance. Could've whipped the pot like a chemist. It shows lifestyle. So I'm living it. Told them to listen, but they all sleep. Told them be strong, but they all weak. Don't be defined by the company you keep. Watch how you coming, you coming from me. Turn to a savage, to turn to a beast. Know how to move on 21 wolves or 21 sheep.
21. Hold up. Said I never let it see 21. Hold up. They thought I never let it see 21. Hold up. The devil thought he had me. Said I never let it see 21. Hold up. But now I'm a savage, said I never let it see 21. Hold up.